Hey, it's just like Led Zeppelin. There's an airplane in the background.
Sweet.
Nah, leave it.
All right. Okay. Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 42, which we are calling Let's Wander Around America and Drink Some Whiskey. We have three offerings today. Oh, we're going to cut that part out. I'm Judy.
I'm John.
And I'm Marlis.
All righty. So we have our usual three offerings today, and our theme of wandering around America. One is from Kentucky, one is from Washington, and one is from Oregon. And the first one up is Blue Spirits, Marlis, which is over in Chelan, isn't it?
Right, which is just over the Cascades in eastern Washington. It's a long, 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 irregularly shaped lake. I don't know, is it the result of a dam, or is it just a natural dam where, you know, landslides or something closes something
in? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I know there's a dam right before you get to Chelan, but I don't know that it has anything to do with the lake itself. But maybe John can Google it while you're speaking.
That would be good.
I could do that.
Okay, so I can't find out much about Blue Spirits straight bourbon whiskey. I assume that it's at least 51% corn and that it's aged in new oak barrels because it has to be that in order to be bourbon. It says it's been aged 3 years. This is the distiller's select. And I looked at the website for the distillery, and they have quite a few different spirits. They have a gin, they have a vodka, they have tequila, they have, you know, a wide range of stuff. But I think their bourbon is somewhat newer because I really couldn't find it in a lot of places. So I bought this as sort of an experiment and thought we'd give it a try. It's 45.5% ABV, and it's a pretty amber color, stylish looking.
It is quite pretty, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It has a nice aroma.
Yeah, not real strong.
Yeah, I'm looking up Chelan Dam online, and it's at the southern tip of the lake, which is extremely long and looks more like it ought to be a river that just basically got widened out into a dam. But yeah, on the southeastern end of the lake is Chelan Dam.
Oh,
so there you go.
But is that what created the lake?
Well, my guess would be yes. I don't know, actually.
For those of you who cannot see me, I am glaring at John.
Yeah. She's giving me considerable snake-eyed concentration going on here.
Yeah. Anyway, it's kind of bare hills around there, and then this, you know, beautiful long lake. And there's getting to be some wineries and vineyards around there, and maybe some distilleries as well.
Yes. Oh, so we're smelling and tasting now.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
They taste pretty good.
That's nice.
A little rough.
It's a little bit rough.
Some heat there. But there's a sweetness. There's a kind of caramel and oak and I don't know that it's a real subtle bourbon, but
there is that bourbon sweetness, that you expect from from bourbon. How many times can I use bourbon in a sentence? Okay.
Bourbon. I don't know.
So is this the Blue Spirits Bourbon Single Barrel Select?
Well, it says Distillers Select.
Okay. This rich single barrel bourbon is loaded with spicy rye notes, sweet vanilla oak, and a long, smooth finish, according to Total Wine.
Oh.
So rich.
I'm wondering if it's the rye then that's giving it that little bit of, slapping around.
That could be.
Yes, I think so.
Definitely.
And John and I actually went to that distillery. I'm going to guess early in their time. Couldn't think of a word.
Not long after they opened.
Not long after they. I don't know how long they've been open, but anyway. But we had trouble finding it because we're using, you know, like I don't know, GPS, and that was probably also early into GPSing. But we couldn't figure out where it was because you drive along and there's a lake on one side and there's houses on the other, and we, you have arrived, and it's like, all I see is the lake and houses. I don't know. Yeah. Well, it turned out it was in there, and yeah, it was in their garage next to their home. And but there wasn't anybody really around. I felt like we were stalking because we opened the door and there's nobody there. And I was like kind of backed out, you know. And then the lady comes out of their house, and I guess it was a really slow day, so she was going to go run errands or something. And and I think her husband was probably inside because it's a husband and wife team. And he does the distilling, and I think she kind of does their marketing or at the time. So she she just talked to us a little bit. They had a little showroom in their the garage. Of course they had, it was a really nice garage with their distilling equipment, and then a little showroom. But you weren't allowed to taste in that area. But what they did was they had a boathouse across the street on the lake, and that's where they could do the tasting because
it was legally
off premises of their distillery. So we went over there and sampled quite a few, and they have a really nice, I don't recall everything we tasted, but I do remember their coffee. It's like a coffee liqueur or something of that
nature. Was it a vodka?
I think it was, yeah, it was a vodka, coffee flavored vodka, which is very reminiscent of, you know, Kahlua. And then she did some orange rind in it. It was so good. It was really good. And at the time they were getting ready to open a tasting room in Leavenworth, which is what, maybe a half hour from Chelan?
Maybe, yeah.
Give or take.
I think they have.
Well, I know they did, but I, of course, you know, with COVID times, I don't know that they're actually still open. It might be on their website, but anyway, we're supposed to go to Leavenworth in August, so maybe we can look them up.
We'll stop by there again.
Stop by there. Well, in their tasting room in Leavenworth, if it's there.
Yeah.
So anyway, just wanted to set that story in there. But yeah, that was
a fun trip.
That was a fun trip. But this is nice. Like you said, it is a tiny bit rough, but it is
I think that is the ride. Once you said that, it was like, now it makes sense. Yeah. And that gives it that extra little kick that makes it kind of tasty too. I like it.
Exactly. Okay. So what do we have next?
That's good.
We have the Gambler 500.
American Small Batch Whiskey.
That is from Oregon, Oregon City. Or if you're not from Oregon, Oregon City. but if you say that in Oregon, they might slap you.
So, or at least correct you.
And the Gambler 500, because people in the Pacific Northwest tend to be nice, so they might just correct you and not slap you. Gambler 500. I've had one sip of whiskey and now I can't speak.
It's too much.
It's by the 503 Distilling when they teamed up with the Gambler 500 Nationwide Road Rally to create the Gambler 500 Whiskey, an American corn whiskey aged for 4 years in used oak with 80% corn, 20% barley mash bill. The Gambler 500 whiskey is smooth drinking with a clean finish.
So they use pre-used barrels. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Used oak.
So does the Michter's. So this is an interesting new trend.
Oh, yeah, I'll make an interesting comparison.
Okay. I'm trying to place the aroma.
For me, and I don't know if it's the glass I'm using, I'm not getting a really strong aroma.
It's not. It's mild. And I think after the rye and the punch we got from the rye, I think this is going to be a lot milder. So, you know, it's I smell oak. but I don't smell the sweetness that I got out of the
first one. Yeah, and well, and this isn't a bourbon, so it's just a straight up whiskey.
Right.
Well, but it is mostly corn, which it would qualify as a bourbon if it had been done in new oak barrels, right? As far as I know.
I don't know.
Well, this is definitely a lot smoother than the Blue Spirits. Goes down nice. Nice flavor. I can't quite pull out the flavors, but I'm usually not very good at that, so I'll let you two handle that part of it.
I like it.
Probably some vanilla. Maybe,
just very... I got sort of buttered toast from the Blue Spirits. I'm not getting that here.
Now, their website, I think what I just read off of Total Wine said that it was aged for 4 years, but the website for 503 Distilling says it's aged for 5 years, not 4 years. Oh, I think one said four and this said five.
What's the ABV?
40%.
Okay. It does have a smoother, rounder flavor, but I'm not sure that it... You know, it's a 5% difference, so I'm not sure that it still has a respectable kick to it, it seems.
Yeah, a little bit. It's definitely a little bit more tame than the Blue Spirits. But and the flavor is milder. There's still a little bit of sweetness at the end of it. I'm still picking up sweetness and vanilla. That's really nice. That's an easy drinking.
This is weird. Does anyone else get kind of roses? You know, like there's probably not.
I think that's from your vaccine shot, Maurice.
No, you know what? That's from my vaccine shot, too. Shot today, so. But no, I'm
maybe a bit more peculiar than usual.
Well, now you say that, though. I mean, it does seem to get a slight floral
or something.
Flowery. That's interesting.
And 503 Distilling. It sounds like they started,
I like that.
If I'm reading things correctly on their website, it sounds like they started by doing canned cocktails.
Oh.
That's interesting.
So, come on, website. Yeah, like they have the Wicked Mule, which is vodka, ginger beer, and lime. The Bloody Greyhound. The Bloodhound, which is a greyhound, basically. 5-0-T, which is
tea.
Yeah, iced tea and with vodka and lemon, it looks like. La Vida Mocha. Mount Hood Old Fashioned. Huckleberry Lemonade. So, yeah. But then they also have, looks like they have a fairly extensive, extensive line of... spirits as well. They have vodka, the 500 whiskey, pear, brandy, gin, rum, and wildfire cinnamon rum. So it says, like most crazy adventures, this one began in the woods, several beers deep. And if memory serves, we were discussing how we wish we could trade in our cans of light beer for something with a little more flavor. However, while hiking with a bottle of booze and mixers is not my cup of tea, what if there was a pre-made craft cocktail that came packaged in something we could take with us everywhere we went? These are hikers I like. We laughed at the idea, but none of us could shake the desire to see 503 cocktails a reality. Here we are years after that hike, drinking a delicious cocktail out of a can. Yeah, we're as stoked as you are.
Nice.
It's got a really... I love the logo. I don't know if you can see, Marlis, but... Do you see the guy with the beard?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a hipster guy with a pipe and a knit cap with the O on it for Oregon.
Big mustache and beard.
Uh-oh. Here comes
Jack. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Try not to knock anything over, buddy.
Black cat coming through.
Yep. Keep moving.
Okay. So, yes. So, that was the Gambler
500.
500 whiskey, which has a really cool label. I think that's one reason why we wanted to get it.
Mm-hmm. It is lovely.
So.
Yeah.
And then what's the other one you have, Marlis? Michter's?
Okay, this is Michter's small batch, unblended American whiskey. And I didn't actually find it. Michter's evidently was established in 1753. I don't know if it's been operating all during that time. But I've heard a lot of people talking about Michter's over the years, and I just hadn't located any. So when I found this, I bought it right away. So this is Michter's batch 2012025. And some places says what barrel it is, but maybe I'm holding it up something else. Anyway, it is a small batch. Now, when they say unblended, they mean that there are no neutral grain spirits in this. So they haven't taken like sort of a regular whiskey and then added the neutral grain spirits and then aged it a while. So it's all whatever it is. And they can't say it's bourbon because it is aged in previously used whiskey barrels. Okay. So to be a bourbon, you have to be in a new oak barrel, and this is not.
Picky. I said picky.
I know, yeah. So the idea is that given that the barrel has already soaked in a bunch of nice whiskey flavors, hopefully this will soak in some of that as well. So they hadn't done the unblended American whiskey for a long time, and it was just brought back in 2013. So they're hoping that everyone likes it, and it's a low proof. It's only 41.7 alcohol by volume, so not real strong. The tasting note says it's supposed to have a strong nose, full of vanilla and honey buns and donuts and sweet oak.
Oh my! Makes me want to have some.
Yeah.
And if I may, on Total Wine, it said, unlike bourbon or rye, this whiskey is aged in a way that utilizes whiskey-soaked barrels to achieve a rich and unique flavor profile. This allows mellow flavor with less intense smoky charred influence found in bourbons. Instead, it has a sweetness, oak, mint, and spice flavor.
This smells very sweet, yes.
Yeah, I'm smelling corn when I... It
was honey, the,
in the nose
donut.
Of it, yeah.
Also, some light fruit scents like strawberry shortcake or dried cherries. I love strawberry shortcake.
Jack's trying to knock the glass out of my hand. That's not nice, Jack. Do you want some? Here. What's that? He doesn't want some.
Jack does not care for whiskey.
What? Why are you growling? It's nice.
This is good, yeah. It's
this has that nice dark sweet taste, just like an aroma suggests. And it is a darker color. It's about the same color as the Blue Spirit straight bourbon.
Yeah.
The Gambler 500 is definitely lighter in color, but this is a nice dessert drink.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminds me of cherries. I think, didn't you mention cherries, Marlis? And I think dark cherries when I drink it.
Or drink this with a nice marinated steak that's got all sorts of spices and some brown sugar and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, that's very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we got three good, solid ones. I mean, like I said, but the Blue Spirit is a little rougher, but it's probably because of the rye, but it's very, it's still nice. It's still drinkable.
Yeah.
I have had things that were horrid, and that is not it. So
yes,
it passes the non-horrid test. and goes on. No, it's good. If you see Blue Spirits on the shelf, definitely try any of their stuff. Everything I've tasted from them has been really good. Yeah, all three of these are nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have had bad whiskey, and none of these qualifies as bad whiskey. They're all really
good. Don't even qualify for bad. We've even had some that were okay, that, you know, especially local distillers that were okay, but I haven't really wanted to drink them again, you know. But I think the Blue Spirits, I definitely would.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And the Michters, now I know what people were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good. It's more complex,
I think. Yeah, the reviewer that I read said thought that the finish was a little too short and not terribly impressive.
Oh, well, who cares? Mm-hmm. Who cares about him? People are so picky. Can't you just enjoy something?
Mm-hmm.
It's more complex, I think, than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good
it's
point.
It's got some real depth to it, I think, and I like that a lot. It
has some nice legs too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. It's been very pretty this season.
They all are fairly decent legs.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
if you are planning a cookout, you know where to mm-hmm. drink whiskey. You are planning a cookout sometime this summer or late spring and want to have some strongly flavored steaks, give the Michters Unblended American Whiskey a try. Good mix. Although I haven't tried it yet, so it's a yes on my part.
Are we doing the water today?
Oh, yes, we should.
I guess we both have to go get water, don't we? I have to go get water.
Yeah.
I forgot that part.
Marlis is ready, and we are not.
Fine.
Yeah. We're doing Zoom again, for everybody's information, so
yeah.
If there's any audio glitches, we'll blame it on that.
I sound like a smurf.
It shouldn't be too bad today. I think I actually remembered to tell it to use the correct microphone this time.
Oh, okay.
So that should be a plus. No whining and buzzing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
My apologies to everybody for that in the past.
No, I like doing more American whiskeys. Ran into trouble. We kind of wanted to do them sort of state by state. But what we found, I started by researching Montana, and they have several distilleries, many of which seem like they're going to be putting out interesting things. But often smaller distilleries are not able to distribute widely, and they're not able to distribute outside their state or to do direct sales outside their state. So that's kind of inhibited us from doing a state-by-state focus.
We'd have to go to the state,
mm-hmm.
which is not always possible,
yeah.
Especially these days.
Yeah, unless it's a state like California, Texas, you know, a few of those that have, Kentucky certainly, but that have, you know, a fairly large industry and are able to distribute more widely.
Well, and I think sometimes state law keeps them from, their state's law keeps them from distributing.
Yeah.
And one thing we found when we went to go look for what to do today, it was hard to find one that wasn't Washington. And it's like, well, we already have a Washington one. Let's find something different. And there was Texas, but I had that bad experience with that one Texas one that you had. So I didn't want to do Texas.
I like that one.
I know you did. And I'm going to try it again. I just wasn't ready.
Have we reviewed that one?
No, that was just something
okay.
you had.
Okay.
We had it at dinner or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
We should put that one up sometime. We should do that.
So anyway, but we did finally. And then there was like one Oregon one. That's the only Oregon one I found.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There might have been. Oh no, there was another one, but it was more money than I wanted. There was McCarthy's, but it was quite more expensive than this one. So.
And there were several ryes too, but we were looking for just a.
We were just doing straight up whiskey.
Regular whiskey. We were not looking for a rye particularly yeah. today. So.
Okay, ready for the water test?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a witch or isn't it?
I don't think I'm maybe.
Let's dunk it and see.
Let's drunk it and see.
There you go.
I think the aroma is much more pronounced with a little bit of water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for the blue spirits?
Blue spirits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's nice. Witch drunking.
Witch drunking.
I don't know that it did a lot to the taste, but I didn't put a whole lot of water in.
I think it smoothed it out. I mean, we put like a quarter, half a teaspoon in, and mm-hmm. It smoothed it out considerably.
It took off the edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is one I would definitely drink on the rocks or with a mm-hmm. pinch mm-hmm. of water in it mm-hmm. if I didn't want the rocks part.
Well, and sitting on the shores of Lake Chelan would be a good place to do that, or any kind of lake or river or pond.
Or your pool, or your hot tub, or maybe just inside.
And just think about water.
The couch.
Just think about water. Yeah, that's like that. All right, so next with water is the Gambler 500. Oh, I think it brought out the aroma a little more for me.
Maybe a little. I don't notice it that much.
It didn't have a strong aroma to begin with.
Well, John says I have an intense sense of smell.
Really amazing sense of smell, yes. I don't, so.
You know. I can smell things. I just can't tell you what they smell like.
We can tell you what it isn't.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that it affected the flavor a lot for me.
No.
But it certainly didn't do anything bad to it.
Yeah.
So again, if you want some ice, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It won't do anything to harm it. And it doesn't, it doesn't really change it. I just think it really brought out the aroma to me. But we need to get Marla some of the glasses she gave us. And then she could, because that helps with the aroma.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that. We'll give it to you for Mother's Day, even though you're not my mother.
I could wait until my birthday.
We could do that.
I guess. But that's a long way away.
Cinco de Mayo is coming up. We could do that.
Yeah. What day is that again?
Let me think.
Marlis is giving me the evil eye.
That's right.
All right.
It still smells really good. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah.
The Michters,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and for me, again, I think it brought out the sweetness a little more in the aroma mm-hmm. for me.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm going to be the smeller in this group, and you two can be the tasters, because...
Mm-hmm.
I seem to be able to smell things more than you guys.
That does seem sweeter, actually, you know?
And there is some cinnamon in there. It says there's some light citrus, like lemon or orange zest, and I can see that. I just think it's really tasty.
It's just tasty.
It is.
And that's all people need to know. It's tasty. It doesn't taste like pineapple.
It's really good. It's got a little bit of dark fruit flavor. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's complex. It's just, it's very nice.
Mm. It's got that texture. I can see the strawberry shortcake, not so much because it's got that kind of creamy, cakey texture to it. You know, that makes you think that,
I think we have three winners this week for sure.
Yeah.
It's actually rare that we don't have three basically winners. It's rare that we have one we don't like.
Yeah. We don't get a lot of stinkers.
Mm-mm. But these are all definitely ones that I will, we have the two in our, are those jelly jars, Marlis, that you gave us this time?
Mm-hmm.
In our booze exchange, we have to, what did we give her?
It was a pint jar.
A pint jar?
Yeah.
Ah, Yes.
A little squat.
And it looks like we're carrying around urine samples, but of course, a couple of these, we need to drink more water because, anyway, so we have some to drink, and we will drink them. They're not going to go wanting. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Always like it when we have three winners.
Yeah.
So what do we want to do next time? I think we should go back and wander around Scotland for a while, but I'm not sure where.
I'm not sure where either.
Okay.
Well, let us peruse the spreadsheet to see what we haven't done as much of.
Yeah.
And for a reminder for our listeners, we do have a spreadsheet that has it's not totally up to date, but it's almost all the way up to date.
Pretty close.
I'll be everything that we have done on the podcast, what episode. So if you see one, you're like, ooh, I want to listen to that. You know what episode to go to.
Well, you can click on, the episode. There's a link to the episode in
That's
the spreadsheet.
Right.
So you just click on it and it'll open up that episode.
Yeah.
And you can listen to it.
That makes things a little easier.
And the spreadsheet is on our website, and that is fwspc.com. Which is short for Fun with Scotch Podcast. So.
And is it still under not the blog?
No, it's there's an info link. So if you go to the webpage, there at the top there's a link that says info, and you click on that, and there's some other links and things in there, and one of them is the spreadsheet, and you can see what we have reviewed, and some information about most of the reviews that we've done, and there are also links in there.
Sweet.
Cool.
We're nothing if not full of data. Being the library sorts that we are full of data. It's better than being full of other things.
That's true.
So anyway.
That's true.
Well, thanks everyone for being with us today. If you have any comments, please email us at
funwithscotch@gmail.com.
And let us know what you think, or if you have suggestions for things you think we should review, or not review, really, just taste, and give our opinions on.
Well, that's a review.
I guess, but, yeah.
More tasters than reviewers.
Yeah, we're more tasters than reviewers.
We just like whiskey.
That's it.
And let's explore.
We just like to drink it and talk about it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yes, we are totally non-professional whiskey drinkers.
Excellent.
Yeah. So,
I think we're in danger of losing our amateur status at this point.
I don't know. What are we up to? This is 42?
This is 42.
Okay, episode 42.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On our 100th episode, we'll have to have a cake.
Right?
Maybe a whiskey cake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. That's it.
We have lots of time to plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should do something special for our 50th, too.
Oh, we should do something special for our 50th, which isn't that
far
away. Not far
away. That'll be
within this year, it should be. Yes.
Maybe by then we can actually meet in person. You had your first vaccinations.
That's right.
Yeah, that would be nice.
We can meet in person and outside something.
Yeah, well, and the weather will be nice soon, so we can actually, go out. Maybe not do the podcast outside, because that's always noisy, but... at least eat outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's always nice. But yes, we will all be fully vaccinated by May.
Mm-hmm.
John and I get our second shot on around April 25th. So by mid May we should be fully vaccinated because we'll have it in our systems for 2 weeks. So,
yay.
Yes, excitement.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. And, so next time we hope to do some sort of scotch, but we don't know what, but I guess you'll just have to tune in then.
That's right.
To see what it is. Until then, we bid you well, drink wisely, stay safe, wear your mask, have a good one.